it's said that two are better than one, and I hope you agree, especially when preacher number one has another case of laryngitis. Two physicians said, I am not contagious. If you catch something from me, I'll give you their names. I didn't speak to a soul yesterday except myself, but this morning I realized I was in trouble, and so my always wonderful colleague, Roshi, agreed to help us out this morning. She will be happily taking credit for all the good bits. And when she says I, you know that it's the royal we, meaning Susan. And we hope that this way you will hear more of the sermon.
As Jesus preached to his friends and the crowds gathered on the mountainside, he said two very nice things about them. You, my friends, he said, are the salt of the earth, and you, my friends, are the light of the world. Salt and light, two very good things. I love them both, and I'm deeply blessed by both.
In my humble opinion, my home is spectacular in a couple of ways. And it's not because my kitchen or my bathrooms are spiffy, because they're really not. It's not because the building has any bells and whistles. There's no concierge, and there's no fitness center in the basement. My house, my home, is spectacular because I look south and west. And on a sunny day, the place is filled with light. There are so many windows in my suite, I'm hard-pressed to find a place to hang my pictures. And with its soaring ceilings, because it's a loft, and an unbroken view of the trees of Mount Pleasant Cemetery, I sometimes feel like I'm living in a Gothic cathedral or a treehouse with no walls. In my kitchen cabinets, I have a wonderful collection of salts. I learned this from my foodie friends long before different salts On Elizabeth's side of the lagoon was a pond that we had named the Turtle Pond because that is where you could find the baby turtles. And we would swim over, catch a turtle each in our hands. There were four of us, so that's eight turtles. Then we would swim to a place we called the reef. This was all very grandiose, but there were a bunch of little shoals, and we would let the turtles go, and they were supposed to race each other, but basically they just escaped. Well, I was tired from kicking hard, holding my turtles in the air, and instructing them about how they were to win the race, when I inadvertently sliced open the top of my left foot on a razor-sharp rock. I didn't realize it was cut until the end of the game. We got back on the dock, and blood was everywhere. And my mother said, "I can fix it." I had to stay out of the water for 10 days, which was God's punishment imposed on me for hurting the turtles. But you can barely see the 3-inch scar on the top of my foot. My mother taped it. I stayed out of the water, and twice a day I sat in the sun for 15 minutes, a perfect heal. More recently, I learned about the power of salt to heal. I've been a migraine sufferer for a long time, and I used to take a narcotic, which was the only thing on the market, which gave me a nice loopy feeling, but which wasn't very good for me. A new brand of migraine meds came out, the triptans, and my doctor said, "It's $276 for 24, but this will do the trick. You'll never have to take another narcotic." Well, I was so pumped. I was almost waiting for the next migraine. I took it, and nothing happened, except I developed the most intense craving for McDonald's. 10 doors down the street at the corner of Yonge. I thought, I wonder if I can get there without any of the neighbors seeing me. All I wanted was large fry. I had no idea why. I went and got it. I ate half of them on the way back to the house. And within 5 minutes, the med kicked in. I thought it was just a divine intervention, but the doctor later said she Googled it, and in fact, the salt accelerated the efficacy of the drug. Salt and light.
Two of the best things in the world. Two of the most healing, creative, and healthy things in the world, if used properly. Salt and light. And Jesus pays us an enormous compliment when he tells us that we are these things.
shine.